السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this message is little bit of elaboration and follow up with the verses from chapter Al-Anfal. Number one, you have to understand Al-Anfal is Madaniya. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And when you read the first verse in chapter Al-Anfal, again, it started with what? They ask you about Anfal and keep going. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Have taqwa. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. What it meaning? Correct what between you and each other. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you only a believer. Look at, please go to verse 1, chapter Al-Anfal, and read it carefully. Read it carefully, over and over again. And read after that verse 2, 3, 4. Okay? This is a description of the believer. And after that, Allah talked about what happened to the people who immigrate from Mecca and Medina, and what happened for the people who left their houses, go for Sabilillah. Allah replied to the hypocrite and the one deny or delay going. And he talking about those, the one who go, they are the true believer. What it mean? When the cause of Allah happened, when the call of Allah happened about any good deed, we should not delay. We should not delay and make excuses. We should run. What is the bottom line in here? If you read chapter Anfal and understand it, it's all about action. Today, if you ask me, we go to Quran class, we study, we read, we recite, mashallah. When it comes to reflect and live the message, no. No. We live in dunya the way we are, like we never read Quran. By this way, we have no responsibility of the Quran. We're not honoring the word of Allah and the promise of Allah. And we're not elevating the deen of Allah inside ourselves, our family, our society. Now, what's the problem if we do not do that? Now we go to the famous verse, the one I tell you, the verse 20, and keep going. And verse 20, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, you believe. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Follow and obey Allah wa Rasuluh. وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. And don't turn back over the word of Allah and Rasuluh. وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. In here, I can go for weeks about this ending of the verse. وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. What it meaning? وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. Meaning Allah allow you to hear it. Once Allah allow you to hear it, meaning what? Meaning Allah choose you to hear it. Once you hear it, you have to obey. Once you obey, you have to live it. It's not a talk, my dear brother and sister in Islam. And this why, when you follow that, وَلَا تَكُونُ, and don't be. Like the one they said, سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Oh, we heard it. But did Allah tell us they do not hear it. And look at after that, verse 22. The worst creature, the worst animal. Imagine, in the eye of Allah, the one is deaf and mute. الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Here is a beautiful ending. Allah called the people who hear and they cannot comprehend. لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They cannot comprehend it. In here, when you study لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, it's supposed to be like people has no brain. No. Similar, I tell you before, go to Hawaii, go to Japan, go to Latin America, go to Caribbean, go to Iceland, go to Alaska, go to Greenland. Look at how many BBC documentary, and people see the power and magnitude and beautiful and magnificent of the creation of Allah. And they're gonna get it. And they are atheists. And look at the amount of knowledge they have. What about us? We go to masajid, we're listening, and we have all this and wonder what happened. We listen, we argue, but are we really intellect? No. Look at the verse 23, very scary. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعُهُمْ. And if Allah know their goodness, He allowed them to hear it. But Allah replied, He said, and if Allah allowed them to hear it, لَوْتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مَعْرَضُونَ. They will hear it, and they go back and turn back to the message, or away from the message. Look at us today. Look at how many cool, rich people, or people with money, Muslim, and they know Quran, and they have ustaz, and they have all this. But wonder what happened. They cannot sacrifice their money for Sabilillah. They cannot live the message. Is this Allah asma'hum? No. Meaning now, the knowledge you receive is against you. Wala yazu billah. And after that, verse 24, advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa lirasul. Istajibu. What is tijaba? Ijaba is acceptance. Meaning Allah want me, when I hear the message, I accept it and I live it. Now this is called acceptance. Read it 24 very well. What happened if I do not do that? He said, listen to the message and accept it. This is the one will elevate you and make you alive. What happened if I don't do that? Allah will veil between Allah and the message and your heart. And after that, He will make your heart closed and you cannot hear it. What happened if this happened? What happening to us today? Verse 25. What happened if we do not do that? Allah promised He will inflict us with fitna. And this fitna will be for the people who are zalimeen and even the good people. What to do? Go to verse 26. Remember Allah in abundance. And the rest of the ayat. 26, 27, 28. Wallahi people, if you read verse 26, 27, 28 is the answer. 29 is the answer. If you read the until 32, is the answer for all the condition we are suffering from today, individual or collective. And by the way, about the message about the sister, she asked me about the woman, and the woman have diseases and creating a drama. Men also carry responsibility. Because we neglecting our woman, we do not support them to seek knowledge, we do not support them to mingle with good woman, we do not open the field of goodness. We make them sit at home, and that's it. And we happy. Anyway, if you read after that chapter Anfal, from 26 until 32, you will understand what's going on. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is, in these verses is very scary. If we do not listen and obey and have istijaba, meaning fulfill it, live it, Okay? If you do not do that, Allah can veil and have a barrier between you and the message and you and Allah. وَالْعَيْزُ بِاللَّهِ. And if this happened, it would be a big musibah. Imagine Allah will cause the barrier and He will not allow you. Is this not crazy? Now, if you go back to verse 57 to 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rest, okay? If you read the verses before that and after that until the end, and even until 63, 64, you will see the condition of today, 100%. 100%. Because the sunnah of Allah is the same. And today I'm watching. People worry about the election of the United States. We forget Fir'aun. We forget Haman. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot make the ultimate enemy of Islam to work for Islam and the person doesn't know? Do we believe in Allah and the Qadr of Allah or believe the condition? By the way, all the condition around us and surrounding us to check our faith. And I see we fail over and over again. Why we fail? Lack of Iman. And we forget the basic. The basic deep down in our heart is not intact. Is not intact. And Brother Abid asked me, oh, elaborate about tawakkul. I did a lot of session about tawakkul, Ya Abid. 57 verses in Quran about tawakkul. All you have to do, go to any Quranic website and type the word tawakkul. Tawakkalna. Mutawakkilin. It will give you all the verses. 57 exactly. In Quran about tawakkul. And when you read it, it is one of the pillar of the mu'mineen. Because if you're not going to rely on Allah, rely on whom? And this was the famous hadith and dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Hayy Ya Qayyum, Ya Dal Jalal wal Ikram, bi rahmatika astaghith, Allahumma aslih li sha'ni kullu wa la takilni, and don't make me rely on myself a split of a second. Because if Allah allow you to rely on yourself, you're finished. Because what is yourself? You rely on yourself and shaitan. But when any given moment you rely on Allah, rely in yourself and shaitan. The majority of people, if you ask me, the majority of us do not know how to do tawakkul. Why? The iman is so weak. And the iman of ourself, our genetic and shaitan and dunya is so high. Because tawakkul is very high level of iman. And one of the pillar of iman. And you cannot be mu'min unless you have tawakkul. And the more you have tawakkul, to reach the level of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Repeat it in Quran over and over again. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Quran is not a talk. The message is not a talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to read the message, to live the message. And by the way, about your family structure, the family, whatever, the kids, and all this. Again, if you have no iman, you have no tawakkul, you have no understanding of Qadr, you will not comprehend what's going on. And you will deal with it in the wrong way. We're not going anywhere. And we go to a cycle one after another. This is why we do drama. And if you call yourself a man, remember, you are a big, big trouble. Because you're responsible of yourself. You're responsible of your family. You're responsible of the locality. You're responsible of the nation. You're responsible of the mankind. Allah will ask us what you did and what you're doing. May Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us real believer, real mutawakkilin, real muqineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Quran witness to us, not against us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope I share with you a glimpse. The detail is a lot. Wallahi is a lot. But the bottom line, we have to be real. Again, we have to be real. We have to live the message, not talk about the message, not argue with the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a real mu'min, real mutawakkil, and decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasuluh. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me live as a man, die as a man, resurrected as a man. It's up to you to make dua for yourself, if you want to be a man or no, if you want to be a woman or no. Remember, not everyone will be called a man, not everyone will be called a woman. It's up to you. I make this dua for myself. It's up to you what you want. But that's not a talk. It's an action, is a persevering until you meet Allah, is a sacrifice until you meet Allah. جزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope I benefit you with this few wording, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.